Radio friends, those that are scattered of Jacob Israel, this is Pastor Buddy, and we're glad to be in your home or wherever that you may be downloading us tonight on Truth Radio, Channel 9, or Galaxy 9, Channel 2, Audio 5.8. We're glad to be aboard tonight, and we're so thankful that we have you as listeners to our truth, and we appreciate all of your calls and your letters of support and things of this nature. Praise Yahweh. We deeply appreciate it, because without you, our work would be useless, because we only have Jacob Israel in our heart to speak to. And that is our whole purpose, to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Well, most of them are asleep. It seems like that Jacob has been given the spirit of slumber. But ladies and gentlemen, the events of the past 2 weeks would wake up a dead man, and we need to arise from sleep or our death slumber and get about our Father's business, and that is identify and communicate and educate, praise Yahweh, which is the whole purpose tonight of the radio show. Let me give you our telephone number up front, because sometimes we get carried away and can't even give it to you. If you'd like to communicate with us tonight, simply take down this telephone number. We'd be glad to talk with you. Immediately after the broadcast, we're available at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for your telephone calls. And our telephone number is area code 423-626-2172. And you can write Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284. That's 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. And the zip is 37824. Now, we are being played tonight also on Steve Anderson's United Patriot Radio. We'll be on there tonight at 11 Eastern Standard Time. So listen in. Call a friend. Tell them that we'll be on tonight on United Patriot Radio. That is frequency 6900 on the upper sideband. That's Steve Anderson out of United Patriot Radio, Somerset, Kentucky. By the way, Captain Steve has the distinction and the honor of being the most hated man in the world, according to some. But we know Captain Steve personally, and he's a great Christian Israelite, and he's Jacob Israel all the way to Seed Line Covenant, racial covenant, that is. That's what we are. We don't believe in hating other peoples, or at least I don't advocate hating other peoples, except with a perfect hatred. Now, meaning that kind after kind, we don't believe in race mixing, ladies and gentlemen. Well, your black Muslims, they'll tell you that they don't believe that they are, their kind are to mix with the other races, and we completely agree with that. You see, the dilemma of the black man and the white man in America is strangely, oddly, paradoxically, becoming the same problem. We've been maneuvered around to work against each other, to hate and despise each other, until we have almost lost sight of the objective of who the real enemy is. Well, that's the entitlement of our message tonight, part two of the Brotherhood of the Wicked. Brotherhood of the Wicked. We're going to continue where we left off last night in the Protocols of Zion, and we're going to talk about the discourse that we gave you last night. We started, we got down to number 7, and there is actually 19 of these discourses, and strangely enough, it's just like living in, this was written in 1869, it's just like, it's relevant. It's relevant for today. It seems like it was written for our day instead of then. So, you see, our nemesis, the enemy, the reptilians, we call them the reptilian, and we spoke last week, all week, on the reptilian agenda, and tonight we're going to give you the fraternal order of the Brotherhood of Wicked, praise Yahweh, and we expounded last night that the love of money is the root of all evil, and we told you who loves money and who loves the gold. Well, let us start here on number 7. Remember, I left off here last night. We shall, this is the agenda of the Brotherhood of the Wicked, we shall force the Christians into wars by exploiting their pride and their stupidity. You know, I can't get over that. Well, sheep are dumb. Let's face the facts here, that we are dumb. You know, once we learn, we are hard to deal with, praise Yahweh. Maybe we're getting our craw full. I was talking to one of my friends today on the telephone, and I told him, maybe, just maybe, that once Babylon is installed, by the way, we noticed that the president proposed last night on the news a sort of a little mini-general, if you will, an office, to conduct intelligence probes into those coming and going in America with broad sweeping powers. Congress today has been appropriating money. Who's going to pay for all this, folks? We're already in a recession. Can you afford to give and give and give? Are they bleeding the average American worker dry of all their funds? Where's all this money coming from? Who's behind it? Do we have gold to back it up? Of course, last night we told you that the love of money being the root of all evil, and there's no gold in Fort Knox. And so we can't go around singing that song, all the gold in Fort Knox. Well, it's not there, ladies and gentlemen. Where it's gone to, who knows? Well, should we know? Yes. Somebody should be given an account. We believe that this nation is in a bankruptcy. If you would check the facts and look into it, this nation went bankrupt, and you see, in bankruptcy, then those that are trustees are to file against the possessions of the land. Well, by the time we get to them, there's not going to be anything left, ladies and gentlemen, because if you would really look into who's getting the riches of the earth and gathering them up for the last days, where eventually, when the whole truth comes out, and it will, eventually, folks, don't panic, don't get excited with the prosperity of the wicked. You just keep your faith. Keep going day by day. Study to show yourself approved, workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Take everything in stride. Don't be yanked around with the chain of controlling apparatuses that they have placed in order. And this is part of the protocols that we're reading about here. This is a plot. The Committee of 300, the conspirators, and the hierarchy. You know, they're doing a good job. Everything is coming right along, praise Yahweh. Now, they will massacre each other and clear the ground for us to put in our own people. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for the last 100 years, that has really worked well. From World War I, then we had Korea, I believe, and then we had Vietnam. And every one of those wars, with the exception of the war in Vietnam and Korea, of course, we understand who's behind that. We find out now who was financing both sides from World War I to all these wars that's ensued. We have really now got the information on who financed both sides. So maybe this plan is working after all. Sounds like they're doing a pretty good job. Verse number 8. The possession of the land has always brought influence and power. In the name of social justice and equality, we shall parcel out the great estates. We shall give the fragments to the peasants who covet them with their powers and who will soon be in debt to us. And we, in turn, shall become the great masters and the possessors of the land. We will have assured power given to us. Let us try to replace the circulation of gold with paper money. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this was in 1869, and you say that this is a counterfeit? Somebody knew back then, the Illuminati, perhaps? Maybe the Masonic orders that's been infiltrated? Maybe they started off right. I don't know. I've never been a member, so I'm not going to judge the Masons. Some of our identity brothers just cast them all out as evil. I don't believe that. I believe there's some good men in the Masonic order. I just don't know a whole lot. I know I have some friends that are there, and they're great friends of mine. I would trust them with my life. And so then, if there's any diabolical plotting, and it must be above the orders of some of the men that I know. Now, I don't know anything about it, so I'm not an expert about these secret orders, but I do know that somebody had a plan here, and the Protocols of Zion is telling us perfectly that they would replace the circulation of gold with paper money. Our chest, or banks, is what they're saying, will absorb the gold. Well, where's all the gold at in this great nation, just this nation? Not to mention the gold of Germany. What did they do with the gold there? That the czars, the elected monarch, those that were favored by the people, until this communist rage began to burn in 1917 across the plains of Russia, and in came the Jews, ladies and gentlemen, the Jews brought in communism, was a communist. Yes, he was. And so the Marxist-style government was Jewish influence, and ladies and gentlemen, they haven't dropped their agenda. They haven't changed it one bit. They're just on track and on time. Now, they replaced the circulation of gold with paper money. The banks will absorb the gold, and we shall regulate the value of the paper, which will make us masters of all the positions. Now, the stock market this week has dropped drastically. For the first time in the history of the Dow, I think we're down 14 points already, or about there. And a lot of our good folks that play the stock market have took a major hit. Now, who does that? Who is behind the manipulation of the ups and downs of the economy? Well, we could give you one chief example. The head of the Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan, when he speaks, Wall Street trembles. Or maybe Wall Street vibrates with whatever the message is. We know that a lot of people make money when he speaks. So, do you see the Federal Reserve and the scheme of stock? Since 1929, ladies and gentlemen, they played the yo-yo game with the hard-working folks that buy into the stock of these companies. And it's a ingenious scheme to make money. And it's just like going to Las Vegas. Let me tell you something. If you've ever got the fever to gamble, and a lot of men has broke his family's heart by gambling, just like alcohol. But if you get, it's like a disease. If you gamble in Las Vegas, let's say you gamble in Las Vegas, the odds are against you, ladies and gentlemen. So is the stock market. And you say, well, I've got a sure thing here. You say, well, everybody's got a sure thing, and that's the story of their losses. It was a sure thing. So, let us be the masters of all the positions of regulation, the Federal Reserve, the regulators. It is not a federal branch of the government by the people that has to answer to the people. They answer to one thing, and that's their God, Satan, the God of riches and power. Now, number 10, we count among us plenty of those that are capable of speaking and inflaming and inciting and persuading mobs. Remember the 60s and the 70s, ladies and gentlemen? You would be surprised who led to those parades down our streets. We shall spread them among the people to announce changes which should secure the happiness of the human race. By gold and by flattery, we shall gain the respect of the people, which will charge itself with annihilating Christian capitalism. Oh, my dear. 1869 document, and published, somebody that published it lost their life over it. You reckon that they didn't want this out? We shall promise workmen salaries of which they have never dreamed or dared to dream. But we shall also raise the price of the necessities of life so that our profits will be even greater and their take less. It's the old bait and switch game, ladies and gentlemen. It's been going on for, I don't know why we don't get this message. I don't know why that we don't come back to the laws of Yahweh. I've got a great scripture for you in the second half. We'll get into some of the explanation of what we're reading here. Number 11, let me hurry along because we got 19 of these to go, and we're coming down to the bottom there, so I need to step it up, and we're not going to do any more on this. It's just a two-part series. If you'd like to have the tapes, just call Pastor Buddy or write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. We'll get the tapes out to you. In this manner, number 11, we shall prepare revolution. Let me repeat that. In this manner, we shall prepare revolution. Now, revolution is going on all over the earth, ladies and gentlemen. They're not only concerned with the United States of America. We're talking about the international operatives here of the Brotherhood of Wicked. They are wanting the world, and they will get the world. I'm sorry to say that the Bible tells us that they will eventually take over and rule the whole world. Now, if that sounds very frightening, don't get frightened. Babylon in Daniel's day, Babylon was the known world leader of the known world at that time, wherever it expanded or stretched out to. Nebuchadnezzar was the number one man in the kingdom, and I told you last night that he was given a mind of a beast, and he went out and lived with them for 7 years and returned back with the admission that only Yahweh sets up the kingdoms and takes them down. So the kingdom that is being set up tonight as we speak, being formulated to bring forth and to rule with a rod of iron such as a kingdom has never been on the face of the earth. This kingdom will clamp down with power and authority. And you will think and moan and groan for the old days. Yes, you will. Praise Yahweh. Why? Because we're going to be in a very, very, very totalitarian government. And that word, ladies and gentlemen, was used last night for the czar that is to be placed in Bush's cabinet, a new post created. And that word totalitarian was used as an example tonight on the major networks. Maybe this is conditioning. You see, they're just the parrots for the Illuminati, those behind the scene of telling this government what to do. You see, the people that's got the money make all of the rules. Number 12. Now, this is a good one. Listen to this. By our mockeries and our attacks upon them, we shall make their priests, their preachers, ridiculous and odious, and their religion as ridiculous and as odious as their clergy. Then shall we be masters of their souls for our pious attachment to our own religion, to our own worship. We'll prove the superiority of our religion and the superiority of our souls over these dumb, stupid Christians. Man, that's number 12. I need to mark that one. By our mockeries and our attacks upon them, we shall make their priest look or sound ridiculous. And when we tell these things, the priest of Yahweh, especially, now these parrots of Baal, now you're hawking the traditional mainline thought process, the Well Falls and the Billy Frankies and all these other jaylaggers that jaywalk through Bellism, changing the truth into a lie. They worship the creature. Ladies and gentlemen, when you worship the Creator, you get back to the divine laws and commandments and covenants of Yahweh. That's what you do. It's a tough take here. And I'll show you in the scriptures here in just a moment what you've got to look out for. Praise Yahweh. Number 12. Let me read it again before we come down to the bottom of the arm. We break for a word from our sponsors and station identification. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call tonight, and we're in the Protocols of Zion. It's something that we're reading. It's just information. We think it's current and relevant to the hour that we live in, for we're in perilous times. We're fixing to have a one-world government, and there's nothing that you can do about it. It is ordained by the divine command of the watchers of heaven. You will suffer under it immensely. You will toe the line of the one-world government, or you shall die or rot in prison. That's the only choice you have. Go along or die alone. You will be separated from your family. There'll be a lot of brothers betraying brothers in that day. Well, it's already going on in Jacob Israel. This is the biggest mess in the world. Jacob Israel is a divided house. We are so afraid of what's going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, you better know what's going to happen. By our mockeries and our attacks, the enemy says, we shall make their priest ridiculous. And what I'm talking tonight sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? Then we shall be masters of their souls. Ladies and gentlemen, they're going to rule your soul. Right now they rule your pocketbook. And you like that, don't you? Praise Yahweh. Well, we're going to come back with number 13, and you just stay tuned for the rest of the Shepherd's Call, because we're going to really put it in gear, and we're going to get a little overdrive out of this in the second half of the show. You stay tuned. We'll be right back with the rest of the Shepherd's Call. Don't you go away. Wow, how good Dixie sounds tonight. Just has a special ring to it. While our young men and women, our fighting army of the United States, is now en route to foreign countries once again, the yo-yo effect is being pulled upon us one more time in the excuse to hunt one man down, Osama bin Laden. We're going to go into Afghanistan, they say, and we're going to change the government. Bush says, no negotiation, we're not even going to talk to you. You either turn him over, and this is the language that the Taliban didn't like, was, and the rest of the men that are perpetrating this evil, and who's to say who they are? Does all of Afghanistan turn themselves over? Are they all guilty before being tried? We wonder about the wisdom of what we're doing here. And we have said that once we get into Afghanistan, it's just like putting your hands to a tar baby. We might not get out. But listen to the agenda here. Number 13. We have already established our own men in all important positions. We must endeavor to provide the Goyim, that's the Christians, with lawyers. Well, after the Civil War, ladies and gentlemen, we had to have those lawyers. Here they come. And doctors, the lawyers are all current with all interests. Doctors, once in the house, become doctors and directors of consciousness. Doctors and lawyers, merchants and thieves? That's quite a combination, huh? Yeah, that's the old saying. My daddy'd always tell me, watch out for all of the above. Doctors and lawyers and merchants and thieves. Well, what is the mission of Satan here? To kill us, steal us, and destroy us. Who is he after? He's making war with them that keep the covenant principles of Yahweh. number 14. But above all, let us monopolize education, for by this means we shall spread our ideals that are useful only to us and shape the children's brains as it suits us. Ladies and gentlemen, have you talked to your school child lately about what he's being taught in the school, that he sprang from a monkey? Oh, my. Has he prayed lately? Has the Bible been read, the word that was established this great nation? Folks, we're giving it away, and we're going to hell and with all nations that forget Yahweh. That's where we're headed. We're headed for hell, and Yahweh will give you a belly full of it before it's over in the new world order that's coming soon to a neighborhood near you. You say, well, I'm Y2K ready, and I've got my guns. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not going to be enough guns available to forbid this. It's going to come in, and it's going to rule with a rod of iron according to Yahweh. Get ready. Prepare yourself psychologically. When Daniel discovered when they were in captivity in Babylon, talking about the house of Judah, see, Israel had already migrated into the through the Caucasus Mountains into Europe and the British Isles. And Daniel read in the book of Jeremiah that they'd be up there 70 years under the bondage of Babylon. Well, maybe we got 70 years of bondage coming up here in Babylon. You might as well get used to the ideal, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give you some information tonight. We are now on the verge of this reptilian agenda being formulated and brought out into public view, meaning that we will systematically be conditioned to accept roadblocks. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's been going on since the 70s, actually the 60s of the turmoil of the Vietnam War, where we had so much upright. You know who led that? You know why that our boys could not get the support that they needed in Vietnam? You know who was behind all of it? Well, you need to sort of go back and review what happened back there. Then you might see a little bit further than the end of your nose, or watching the NFL, one of the greatest disappointments the last 2 weeks, we ain't had no football. That crazy pigskin to chase around after. You see, we've become a nation of perverts. We are idol worshippers like Sodom and Gomorrah, and we are when I say idol worshippers, I'm talking about these sports heroes. When one of them dies, I mean, we cry all the way to hell with them. If one of our people should unhappily fall into the hands of justice among the Christians, this is number 15, we must quickly rush to help him. Find as many witnesses as he needs to save him from his judges until we become the judges ourselves. Well, have you been to court lately, ladies and gentlemen? Have you been tried before our constitutional flag? Are you sure it's the one that represents the republic? Maybe you need to do a little studying, Jacob Israel. Wake up and smell the coffee. Maybe I should spell the coffee. Maybe that would taste better. The monarchs of the Christian world, swollen with ambitor and vanity, surround themselves with luxury, there it is, and with numerous entertainments and their armies. We shall furnish them with all the money that their folly demands, and so shall we keep them in leash. Boy, is that ever working tonight. Praise Yahweh. As we go chasing across the wild blue, looking for Abdu Bin Laden. Or who are we looking for? Are we looking for the Ishmaelites? Well, ladies and gentlemen, according to the 27th chapter of the book of Genesis 41st, we shall find them. And you might be in for the surprise of the rest of that prophecy. We talked about that this week. I believe we're making a major mistake. Number 17, let us take care not to hinder the marriage of our men with Christian girls. Now, look at this. Interracial marriage. Let us take care not to hinder the marriage of our men with Christian girls, for through them we shall get our foot into the most closely locked circles. If our daughters marry Goyim, they will be of no less useful, for the children of a Jewish mother is ours. Let us foster the ideal of interracial love and marriages, that we may destroy among Christian women the attachment to the principles and practices of their religion. Now, if you would go to Ezra chapter 9, intermarriage with pagans was forbidden. For they have taken of their daughters for themselves and their sons, so that the holy seed hath mingled themselves with the people of the lands. Yea, the hand of the princes of the rulers hath been the chief of the trespasses. My, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a major problem here. Now, that's out of Ezra chapter 9. Let us do this now, praise Yahweh, that we should encourage ourselves to separate ourselves from the people of the land and the filthiness and unclean and the abominations, and put them away from us. Now, therefore, verse 12. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to return to this principle of divine covenant. Now, I'm not against these other races. They're here for various reasons. The blacks can't help being here. They were loaded on slave ships and brought over here, and now we're going to face the consequences here. So forget the blacks. They're not your enemy. They're being used and abused just like you are. So we need to drop all this hatred and start praying and returning to Yahweh, and He will solve the dilemma of kind after kind. Here it is, number 12 of Ezra 9. Now, therefore, we will not give our daughters unto their sons, neither shall we take their daughters unto our sons, nor seek the peace of their wealth. Ladies and gentlemen, a white woman will go with anything. It's got money, she's got a ride, got an apartment. A white woman will crawl on and go on board with this. What's wrong? Because they have been indoctrinated to accept these things. Now, I'm going to go over to Nehemiah chapter 13 before I give you the last two principles of this covenant here, and I want you to look at where we need to return. Now, this is Pastor Buddy. I'm a racial covenant, two-seed line identity minister. I'm not against anybody. I'm for everybody serving Yahweh that will bow their knee. Even the slaves that Israel was permitted to have were allowed to worship Yahweh. Everything that has breath upon the earth should worship it. Now, I don't mean they're going to. But only Jacob Israel are kind in his heart or the apple of his eye. That is his chosen people. And ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to be a curse to the other peoples are there. We're here to be a blessing to them. We need to get that. We need to quit carrying a chip around on our shoulder and trying to stir up hate and be a hate monger. We should be disciples of the love of the Father and His laws. Now, by standing for His laws, today you are judged as racial. Let me give you an example here. This is a great scripture, and I will give you some links. That is a favorite computer word. So you, all you computerized folks will know what I'm talking about. Now, I'll give you some links to this scripture I'm fixing to give you. This is an awesome scripture, and it is relevant, and it is timely for this message. Now, we are going to chapter 2. Because they met not the children of Israel with bread and water, but hard Balaam against us, that he should curse us. Howbeit our Yahweh turned the curse into a blessing. You see, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh can turn this around. This has turned out to be the greatest curse and plague upon our land, is we have given away the store. And we've let these mongrels, we're going to give you the example here, come in. Now this is it, verse 3, mark it in your Bible. Now it came to pass that when they heard the law, this is Israel, ladies and gentlemen, this is the obedient ones, when they heard the law. Now, what is the law? The laws of the land or the laws of Yahweh? Now, be it right in your eyes, we're going to keep the law of Yahweh. We don't give a damn what you say. If that is politically incorrect, so be it. We're going to observe and practice our religion, and our religion is to fear Yahweh and take no thought for our life. We're ready to be offered, praise Yahweh, and I guess we'll be fodder for the cannon that is coming up to blow away those that resist. And ladies and gentlemen, it is coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Now, it came to pass that when they heard the law, that they separated themselves from all the mixed multitude. Have you tried that lately with your daughter that's in the malls? Your son? Have you tried it lately, ladies and gentlemen? Has your children been indoctrinated to the point that it is almost utterly impossible for to separate them from the world because they love the world? Save yourself then. Let them go to hell with all nations that forget Yahweh. Take a stand. If you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for the rest of this crap that's coming. And it's about time you counted. Stood up to be counted. You're always depending on somebody else to do your work. Well, stand up yourself. Praise Yahweh. And let me go over to the 13th. Well, I'm in the 13th chapter. Let me go over to the 23rd verse. And before I read you the last two planks of this manifesto here. In those days, we saw the Israelites that had married wives of Ashdod and Moab. Well, if you look at America, they did a class action exposure. Oh, man. After the president spoke, and they got the sampling of America, ladies and gentlemen. No longer is it the percentages in the favor of the Aryan. It is now a mixed multitude. Well, they separated themselves in the third verse from the mixed multitude. All this mixed racing is what's got us in the trouble that we're in, but there's somebody behind it, ladies and gentlemen. You better wake up and spill coffee. Praise Yahweh. In those days we saw them, verse 24, and their children spake half the speech of Ashdod and could not speak the Hebrew language, but according to the language of each of the people involved. And I contended with them and cursed them and smote certain of them and plucked off their hair and made them swear. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to have a swearing contest. Don't swear at your enemy. Swear at yourself. You're the problem. You see, the enemy is not the problem. You are. And who are you? You are a sheep that is asleep, or an indifferent sheep that doesn't care, or you've joined and went over to the other side. And hell is never full of those that betray their own kind, saying, you shall not give your daughters to their sons, and their sons into your daughters. My. Well, let's read number 16. Well, let's go to 17. We've done read 16. We shall furnish them with all the money that their folly demands, and we shall keep them on the leash. Well, that's what's happening here. And let me reread verse 17, and that's what provoked me to get over here into Ezra and Nehemiah. Let us take care not to hinder the marriage of ours with those and those with ours. That's basically what they're saying here. Now, number 18. For ages past, the sons of Israel, despised and persecuted, have been working to open up past the power. They are hitting the mark. They control the economic life of the accursed Christians. Their influence preponderates over politics and over manners. Remember the scripture, evil communication corrupts good manners. Well, that's what they're saying here. Don't taste not, touch not, and handle not. Don't have anything to do with their politically correct agenda of interracial mixing. It's not to be, ladies and gentlemen. Now, number 19, and this is the final one, as we'll close it out tonight on the agenda of the Brotherhood of Wicked. At the wished for hour, fixed in advance. Oh, my. Does that sound scary to you? At the wished for hour, fixed in advance, we shall let loose the revolution, which by ruining all classes of Christianity will definitely enslave the Christians to become slaves to us. Thus we will have accomplished the promise of God made to his people. Now, it goes on and gives you the fulfillment of the prophecies. I'm not going to have time to cover that tonight in the agenda that we have just covered, the two-part series. You can have this on cassette tape by just contacting us here at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. You better get up and get about your father's business, ladies and gentlemen. This nation has gone to hell in a handbasket, and it wasn't that the towers fell and we had a terrible tragedy of where possibly 5,000 to 6,000 people were killed. Let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. There were 40 million white Russian people killed in the reign of terror of Stalin the Jew. Have you been crying about that lately? There were 20 million white Aryan Germans that starved to death and were killed. And in the city of Dresden, they bombed it and bombed it and bombed it. And they indiscriminately bombed. Not, they bombed everything inside. They leveled the whole city at the command of international Canaanite jewelry. They got the job done, ladies and gentlemen. We're sponsored tonight by three wonderful men, praise Yahweh, that love the message of racial covenant, two seed line identity. And so we would like for you to, those that have believed this message, call these young men tonight, praise Yahweh. There is a face behind this number, by the way, and we will not divulge their names for security's sake, but they do promote us with their finances and sponsor me. I don't have to pay a dime on this program here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It's already paid for in advance by the folks that sponsor me. And our main flagship of sponsoring it is Miracle 2. It is a spirit-given formula. If you'd like to have the formula, if you'd like to have the product, you can order it tonight by calling these numbers. Just do my brother Buddy a favor and tell him that Buddy sent you or told you to call 877-289-7439. That's in the western part of the United States. If you live in the west, if you live in the eastern part, you can call 888-281-7320. And they will be glad to talk. There is a face behind these numbers, I'll assure you. Men of knowledge. And if you like the message that you've listened to tonight, please call these men and let them know. It would do them good and build their faith to carry on this battle because, you see, we are few and far between. Now, if you'd like to call us locally here, you can call 866-761-0438. And all these are toll-free numbers. Let me give them to you one more time here. That is 877-289-7439. 888-281-7320 or 866-761-0438. These are the folks, the fine folks. I know all three personally, and they're men of great faith. They believe the covenant message. They believe in keeping themselves pure and unspotted from the world. They believe this message that you've heard tonight passed on to you as a courtesy by their monies that they spend gladly for sponsoring the Shepherd's Call. We love you tonight in the great name of Yahweh. We encourage you to do something for the great cause of our King. Prepare, for the New World Order is not coming. Ladies and gentlemen, as we speak tonight, she's here. And she's going across the earth as a raging fire to take control. Did you hear the proposal that Afghanistan will be invaded and conquered? Now, that's what Russia thought. That's what the English thought. That's what a lot of people have thought in the past, and nobody's conquered it yet. Well, maybe that they'll get the charity, and they'll bring home the prize. Well, you know what the prize is? Let me tell you what is going to happen, they say. This is all in the news today. And if you have listened to the news, you understand the agenda. They are going to turn this nation of Afghanistan, this remote landlocked nation of Islamic fundamentalists. They're going to turn it into a United Nation, and that's the story, ladies and gentlemen, of the plot of the wicked. Well, we're down at the bottom there. We're going to have to say goodnight to you as much as we hate to. Wish we had 2 hours. We could really kick it up into overdrive, as we promised. So, Yahweh bless you until we see you next Monday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. This is Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call, saying unto you, may the Yahweh of the Eternal King, the Father of Jacob Israel, may he bless you and your sons and daughters tonight upon the face of the earth, wherever that Jacob Israel is. May you be blessed. Yahweh bless.
Call. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.